Well, praise the Lord. This is another new day that the Lord has given us today. And we're so thankful to be able to bring to you today the Word of God. And we're so thankful that the Word of God is in printed form today. And we can read it, we can be edified, and God can be glorified. I'm so thankful for the truth of the Word of God. So thankful that God is, and that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. So that's what I would just encourage us all to do this morning, is not only to enjoy this life in a wrong way, but that we would look at our surroundings and we would consider that God is the Creator. He is the one that made this environment. He is the one that made the trees and the sky and all the universe and the great things out there. He is the one. He is the one that created you and I. And you know, even the breath of life. Without the breath of life, without, you know, what makes us breathe? For, you know, I'm 67 years old and my heart has been beating for all these years without any effort on my, without any conscious effort, I should say. You know, it just beats and beats and beats. And my breath, every breath that I take, it just automatically happens. It's not something that I do necessarily on purpose. But, you know, all that speaks of God. And it speaks of His existence. It speaks of the power of God and the universe, and you know what the scientists tell us, how great the universe is. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. Shouldn't it cause us to reverence Him and give glory to Him? So let us pray this morning before we get started. Our Heavenly Father, here we are again. We come to You in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Thank You, dear God, for loving us. Thank You for caring for us. Thank You for giving us the breath of life. Thank You for keeping our heart beating and keeping us healthy. Oh, Lord, greatly to be praised art Thou. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised art Thou, O Lord. We just are such weak and imperfect people, and yet You are a God of love. You care about us. And Father, we do thank You. Thank You that You, such a great and awesome God, desires to live in my heart. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank You. Thank You for Your wonderful love to us. What a great God we serve. Lord, I just commit this meditation this morning into Your hand. And I trust, dear God, that You will have Your way. And I trust that You will, Your name can be glorified. I trust, dear Heavenly Father, that You will take this tongue of mine, this tongue that James says that no man can tame. We trust that You can tame it, and You can allow it to speak words of truth, words of love, and that Your holy and wonderful name would be exalted. And dear Heavenly Father, this morning we just thank You. Thank You that You are God. I commit these words to You and trust that these words will be words direct from the Spirit of God, and it will not be the words, my own words, I just pray these things in the name of Jesus, my beloved Savior. And here's my phone number. If you'd like to get a hold of me, it's 717-656-9576. It goes directly to my cell phone. I'll be glad to speak to you, be glad to hear from you. If you have anything, if you've been edified, if you've been challenged, please give me a call. This morning, I'm not sure where to begin this morning. I was hoping to get through 2 Timothy this week. But it says today, it says here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, 22. It's talking to, it's Paul talking to Timothy, but it can be applied in many different ways. It says, flee also youthful lust, but pursue godliness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Flee youthful lust. You know, we've all heard the saying, we've all heard the people talk about, I believe, we've heard the phrase that he just hasn't grown up yet. You know, maybe this is an older man, and he's still acting very childish, and he's going after youthful lust. But it says here in 22, flee also youthful lust. Run away from them. But then it says, pursue, go after them, righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. You know, all this, I've been reading in 2 Timothy this week, and it seems like all these things point to something that we have to do. Yes, salvation is free. Yes, it is God who empowers us. It is God who gives us all these things. But yet, the Bible, throughout the Bible, and especially right here in 2 Timothy, there's things that we need to do. It says that we are to go after, pursue righteousness, pursue faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. You know, a jet plane, the pilot can sit there, and he has a special button that he can push. Or not only a jet plane, but even small planes, I understand, have this. I've never been a pilot, so I can't tell you from experience, but I'm told that they have a special button that they can push, and it goes into autopilot. And according to the navigation system, the pilot can actually sit back and relax, and the plane just continues on its course. And next month, I plan to go to Africa, and it's a 10-hour trip. And so if the pilot would just simply put it in autopilot when he starts, you know, I believe that 10 hours later, we would basically arrive at our destination without the pilot's intervention. If the weather patterns and everything would be good. But, you know, that's not what we're supposed to do in the Lord. That's not what the Christian life is all about. We can't put it in autopilot. We would be foolish if we would try to do that, because the Bible says here that we are to pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And we're to avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. So the servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance. You know, we have things to do. There's a work for the Christian. We can't just put it in autopilot and sit back and relax. We constantly need to get out there, and we need to, the Bible talks about exhort one another daily. We do need to do things. As a Christian, we are a duty-bound to do and to preach the gospel and to share with others that which God has given us, that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. That God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. You know, the devil loves to take people captive. That's the devil's, that's his job. He loves to take people captive. So let us speak to others in such a way that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, so that they may enjoy life, so that they may enjoy, you know, there's another thing, the Christian life. The world thinks the Christian has a boring life. You know, he doesn't go to movies, he doesn't do this, and he doesn't go out drinking and partying and stuff like that. Oh, what a boring life, they say. But you know what? A true Christian has no dull moment. A true Christian, I believe, is an exciting life from the beginning to the end. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's stretching a little bit too far to say there's no dull moment, but I don't know. The Christian life is exciting, and it's worth living. It is far more rewarding than to be partying and seeking after the worldly things. It's just so rewarding to be to be in the work of God. When we can share the good news with others, and they come to a place where they escape the snare of the devil, and they get born again. They come out of the grips of the devil and all their sin and their debauchery that they lived in the past is all gone. It's all behind them. And now they're living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because we shared with them. Oh, that's such a rewarding work. That's such a beautiful reward for a Christian worker to see someone coming to the truth and the change coming about in his life. Oh, what a reward. Ah, if you've never experienced leading someone to Jesus Christ, I would just urge you to find someone who is open to the truth and just lead him through. It's not, well, you might say, well, I'm not. I don't know my Bible well enough. I don't, I'm not a good speaker. Neither am I. And, you know, it's just, but to have that experience is just so beautiful. And I would just, what are we doing? You know, that's what we're called to do, to bring others to Christ. And it's so rewarding. Go after it. Seek for it. Seek out. people that are open. And how do you do that? You talk to people. And you allow the Spirit of God, which is in you, to move the people to a place of repentance. No, it's not what I do. It's not the approach that I take necessarily. It is the Spirit of God that moves people to repentance. So let us allow the Spirit of God to work in us and to that others can come to Christ. That's our work. That's where what we want to do, and that's what we ought to be doing. And yes, you say, well, my life is so busy doing this and doing that, but you are meeting people. You are rubbing shoulders with others. And you know, there are people that call themselves Christians that are not born again. And as you meet with others, speak to them, share with them. Maybe they are not born again. Maybe by you sharing with them, their hearts will be opened and they will realize where they are. So God bless you as you continue to serve the Lord. May you find yourself in the work of God. May you find yourself actively pursuing those that are lost in a way that would bring them to Christ and allow the Spirit of God in you to draw them. So, yes, thank you for listening this morning. God bless you, and have a wonderful day, and we trust that we can all be together in heaven one day. All those that live godly in Christ Jesus, all those who endure to the end. Amen.